Other business, of which we have several items, looks like about seven of them. First item being Solitude on Whites Creek subdivision 2005-59 preliminary amenities plan.
This is a request for a preliminary site plan approval for amenities in the Solitude on Whites Creek subdivision located off Clubhouse Road or Route 351. Subdivision received preliminary planning and zoning approval on August 16, 2006, and final approval on August 19, 2009, and again on May 12, 2016. The parcel is zoned MR and the tax parcel is District 134, MAP 12, parcel 170. We are awaiting agency approvals.
I have one question.
Okay.
Can the staff approve this after you receive approvals?
If you so choose, yes.
It doesn't have to come back to commission?
It does not.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Chairman, as far as reference to the Solitude on Whites Creek 2005-59, I move for preliminary approval of their amenities with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Solitude on Whites Creek subdivision 2005-59 preliminary amenity site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Delmarva Power and Light conditional use number 2073 preliminary site plan.
This is a request for preliminary site plan approval for conditional use number 2073 Delmarva Power and Light Midway Substation to be located off Coastal Highway. The conditional use was approved on March 7, 2017. This project falls within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The property owner intends to consolidate parcels. The parcels are zoned C1 and the tax parcels are District 334, MAP 6, parcels 496 and 497, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Delmarva Power and Light, conditional use 2073, I move for approval of preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff when they receive all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Delmarva Power and Light conditional use number 2073 preliminary site plan as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Peninsula Lakes revised master site plan.
Peninsula Lakes will be the next three applications. The first one is for a revised master plan. This is a request to revise the master plan for the Peninsula Lakes subdivision located off Bay Farm Road, Route 299 near Millsboro. This project was originally approved on February 13, 2003. The developer has reconfigured the amenities, relocated lots, eliminated commercial space, and reconfigured the park and ride. The number of lots remain the same. The parcels are zoned MR, RPC, and the tax parcels are District 234, MAP 29, parcels 248, 249, 249.01, 249.02, 256, and 259.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised master plan for Peninsula Lakes.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised master plan for Peninsula Lakes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Peninsula Lakes revised preliminary site plan park and ride.
This is a request for revised preliminary site plan approval for the park and ride facility in the Peninsula Lakes subdivision located off Bay Farm Road, Route 299 near Millsboro. The park and ride was previously approved by the Planning Commission on October 16, 2008. This facility is listed as condition of approval number 7 as amended by Planning and Zoning on February 13, 2003. The parcels are zoned MRRPC and the tax parcels are District 234, MAP 29, parcels 248, 249, 249.01, 249.02, 256, and 259. Staff is awaiting updated agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised preliminary site plan park and ride for a park and ride facility within the Peninsula Lakes subdivision.
Second.
It's It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan park and ride for Peninsula Lakes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Peninsula Lakes request to amend condition of approval.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval for Peninsula Lake subdivision as amended by planning and zoning on February 13th, 2003. Condition number 9 requires the recreational facilities to be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of issuance of the first building permit. Per the county's records, the first building permit was issued on February 19th, 2016. As of February 7th, 2017, it states that a total of 127 building permits were approved. That actually should be revised to say, I believe it's 81 permits have been approved. The owner has submitted a request to revise the schedule of completion for the community amenities. Preliminary site plan for amenities has been submitted to the Planning and Zoning Office and will be scheduled for consideration at a future date. The parcels are zoned MRRPC and the tax parcels are District 234, MAP 29, parcels 248, 249, 249.01, 249.02, 256, and 259.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend condition number 9 of the approval of the Peninsula Lake subdivision so that amenities are constructed according to the following schedule. A, pool, pool house, pool deck amenities completed by the issuance of the 138th residential building permit. B, the clubhouse completed by the issuance of the 256th residential building permit. And C, the remaining amenities including tennis ball courts, bocce ball pit, pickleball courts, horseshoe pits, dog park, walking trails, tot lot, etc., shall be completed by the issuance of the 330th residential building permit.
Question. Mr. Chairman, I don't know, were the 81 building permits, the people that bought those lots, were they consulted about this change in schedule for amenities?
Is there somebody here representing this app, this site plan? Come on up. Okay. Give us your name, please, and if you would be so kind as to answer Mr. Ross's question.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. My name is Jeff Harmon with Becker Morgan Group. I'm the civil engineer for the developers. So during the process of developing all of these amenities, the builders have been talking with the developers about what they want to see. And so this is what has been marketed to all the buyers. And so we're coming, up with the plan that they have all been told is going to be
built. So this is the schedule the buyers have been told?
Yes.
Okay.
There's been renderings that have been made, and that's all been presented to the buyers, and that's what's being presented by the home builders.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm good.
Good.
Okay. Was there a second?
Second.
Okay. So Ms. Stevenson, just a second.
1 second.
Good.
All right then.
I just couldn't remember if there was a second or not. I didn't mention.
No,
that's fine.
Yeah. The rules we operate under, Mr. Robertson, are that you have to jump in fast.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right then. It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend the condition of approval for Peninsula Lakes with the conditions and schedule stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is King's Landing Preliminary Commercial Site Plan.
This is a request for a preliminary site plan approval to create 45,288 square feet of storage space and 14,112 square feet of office space off Harbison Road or Route 5. Property is owned C-1. The tax parcel is District 235, MAP 30, Parcel 21. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed the site plan, and then the adjoining property to the left of the plan that we've been presented is commercial, so the 5-foot space, the side yard setback is warranted. I'm a little concerned with the rear yard setback adjoining the Beaver Creek subdivision, the Meadows, I guess it is, phase 3. So what I would am considering, if I have support, is to require the property owner to put a 20-foot forested buffer on that rear property line to protect that subdivision from the commercial activity of the C1 application. Is there any objection to that?
I don't object to it. I do want to just verify with council that we do, in fact, have the authority to do that.
You do on
okay.
Site plan, commercial site plans.
Just wanted that on the record.
You can approve, deny, or approve with conditions if you want.
Okay, just wanted to...
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary commercial site plan for King's Landing with the condition that the rear yard setback be a 20-foot forested buffer, and that would be on the property line adjoining the Phase 3 Beaver Creek, the Meadows.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the King's Landing preliminary commercial site plan with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Lands of Olson minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two parcels of land and a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway. Proposed Lot 1 and Lot 2 will contain approximately 1.2 and 1.3 acres each. The residual parcel will consist of 1.5 acres with frontage to Hopkins Road. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 4603, and is zoned AR1. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval of the application of Lands of Olson minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement as a preliminary with final by staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of Olson with the final approval to be subject to the staff receiving all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, then, that completes our other business. Before we move on to additional business, let's refer back to our public hearings. And our first public hearing was Subdivision 2017-1, Bayless Estates Phase 2, Intrinsic Financial LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer.
I would, and also just for this one and the other one too, just to make sure that on this one particularly, because it's integrated into the prior subdivision, to make sure that the conditions of that prior one match up with this.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So can we? This is the one I was wondering about.
Right.
Keeping the record open to make sure the memorandum of understanding is still standing between the two.
Okay.
We can. I just question whether that's pertinent to the business of the application of the commission. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't know if it impacts our decision or not.
Yeah, but and I agree with that, but at the same time, the applicant
proffered it
and seemed to rely upon it, you know, and sort of the justification. So it's at least appropriate to get it since it was talked about.
Yeah,
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
So to your motion would be to defer leaving the record open to receive the memorandum from the original memorandum, or
I would be happy just to hear from the homeowners association and the developer that they've reached an agreement or they have the same. I mean, I don't know. How do we do that?
Robertson,
what's the best way to do this, Mr. Robertson? I need to know that they've talked it out.
Yeah, well, I guess my concern is I haven't seen the memorandum of understanding to know who it's between. You know, so I don't want to like leave the record open for somebody that's not a party to that. That, you know, with obviously the developers on one side, but I don't know who's on the other side, which homeowner association it is. I guess we could leave the record open for. I was going to say for the receipt of the memorandum and a statement from the developer as to any changes to that memorandum based on this application, but I don't know what's in it.
That's my point, is that, you know, we could put the applicant in a position where the people just simply refuse to provide what we've requested, and then we can't act on the application. So we've put them in a catch-22. So to request a memorandum that's been referenced, I have no problem with that. Supply that. You've referenced it. Supply it to the commission so we can read it, and that's cool. But to ask for some kind of a solution means that you've generated an ability for one party to create a block.
Well, what you could do is leave the record open to receive the memorandum that he referenced. And to give the, to leave the record open for the commission to review. We can't really ask any more questions, though, can we?
Yeah, but that brings up a good point, though. If we get, if so, yeah, I would say
leave. Here's the thing. If you get the memorandum and you read something and you have a question about it, you would want to be able to answer, ask that question and get an answer.
Let's do this. I think we can leave the record open for receipt of that memorandum. When we get it, at that point, we can make a determination what we do next.
Right.
Because then we'll know what it says. And if there's something that's in that memorandum and the memorandum looks like it's some sort of binding agreement and what they presented is contrary to that, we're going to want to know what's up. Yeah. So let's do that.
Right.
But you're going to make that motion and she's going to say, okay, right?
Okay. I think all it is just
well, it's just all it is leave the record open to receive the memorandum.
You're right there.
Yep. Yeah. Make that motion to defer. Pace until we receive them. Is that okay with you?
That's good. Yeah. All I need is a second.
Okay, second.
There you go. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2017-1 Bayless Estates Phase 2 Intrinsic Financial LLC, leaving the record open to receive a copy of the memorandum of understanding between the developer and the adjacent homeowners to which the applicant referred in his presentation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2017-2 Woodfield Preserves Expansion Thompson Shell LLC.
Same thing on this one. I would just ask for a deferral. Just I know what Mr. Fuquay said, but I just want to go back and make sure that whatever we do, if you're inclined to approve it, matches and meshes right with what's there.
Right.
Already.
Okay.
Make a motion to defer this until we have.
Well, you know, just you can just defer.
Just
it,
defer but, it.
Yeah, further consideration.
Until for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2017-2 Woodfield Preserves Expansion Thompson Shell LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2072. KMH Ventures DE LLC.
Any comments?
I know that some of the people I work with were at the recent hearing. There's a on the bike path. So I know that there are plans. You know, according to the senators, have been told there are plans to put in that bike path, and that it's to go around the corner and. Yes, it's going to take up people's yards, and I know some of them are pretty upset about that. But that's my major concern on that road is that, I ride my bike on that road when I'm going to.
Would seem to me that that is at least part of the solution to the safety issue, because I don't think there's any question that the road needs shoulders, it needs a bike path, it needs something to protect the
right.
public.
And that bike path is going to be, it sounds like it's proposed to be on the other side of the road.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, but you never know.
What somebody stated, yeah.
Anything else?
I didn't realize that Wawa trucks were going down that road. I guess that's out of our control, and this has nothing to do with this completely.
Well,
but
it's public street. We can't keep people off of it. I mean,
They can go back and then cut down Munchie Branch Road right from one Wawa to another.
That's what they're doing.
At a light, too. That's the other thing coming out.
Exactly.
Doug's a Wawa expert because of coffee. Just
I know all those roads.
I was going to make an awful cop joke there, but I decided not to.
He's too thick for donuts.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, Mr. Chairman, I move we defer.
Okay.
Glad you said that, not me, Mr. Roth. Yeah. When you get pulled over tonight, after word goes out, you know.
There's a motion to defer. Is there a second?
Yep, two of us.
Okay, then it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2072, KMH Ventures DE LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. For those of you in the public who are here and interested in these applications, and may not know, when we defer action, that is to give the commission more time to consider the testimony that was given to construct a proper motion, either for or against. And this will be placed on a future agenda, could be as early as
May 11th.
May 11th. And it isn't necessary for you to be here. All the public testimony we're going to take has been taken. The public hearing's closed. But just so you know how the process works, and that agenda is on the website. It's posted here in the courthouse 7 days in advance of the date. So the agenda will be up by what, May 4th, I guess. Then. So. And it may or may not be on the next agendas, but just be watching for it, and if you can see what happens. So, thank you.
Appreciate the explanation.
Well,
indeed. One quick question.
Not really.
Is it?
You don't have to answer.
Is it on procedure or?
Yeah.
Is it a procedural question? Okay, go ahead.
I mean, you were saying that it's proposed for a bike path. I mean, to make everybody happy, wants a bike path there. Go ahead and build it. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank
yep.
You.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Great. The procedure.
All right. We have some additional business this evening. Our discussion regarding the comp plan and opportunity for public comment. Ms. Cornwell, do you want to update us, or are you saving it all for tomorrow since we have another meeting?
Just
in 13 hours and 11 minutes, we'll be back.
So I was just going to remind you that you have a meeting in 13 hours and 11 minutes tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Is there anyone, anyone here that would like to speak regarding the land use plan this evening? All right, there being none, we thank you for coming. That concludes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order other than sleep well and be back here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning? There being none,
sleep quick.
We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.